Occasional crooked extra beats put in to throw off the unwary. Les Chauffeurs à Pied are the band, and leading the dancers is Normand Legault, whose dance calling is at times pure poetry.
It's the last version of the Idealistic Festival because the size is good, the ambience is good, the programmation is perfect, and the public is wonderful too, open and curious and aware of what all this means. So it's totally outside of any commercial way of thinking the culture now. And this is what we absolutely need in this process of making this music beautiful and known and alive.
À vos places, une petite promenade, assez soignée, on se promène tout doux.
I think that what makes a difference is that it started as a party and it kept that atmosphere of a party. It doesn't look like the big folk festival, big folk American folk festivals like Philadelphia, where we have 60,000 people coming and it's all organized. You have music a little bit everywhere, but it's really relaxed atmosphere. You know, it's a party. It's a big party. It's still a big party, and we hope it is going to keep that way of doing things.
We have a great tradition during the county fair here. I don't know if you have that. They have the pig, fat pig with the oil.
You grease the pig and you have to.
Yeah,
wrestling the pig.
Yeah, and one of the members of the board of the Festival Chandiel, one of the members, Marie-Claude Bouchard, she won last year.
She did?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very proud to say one member of.
So there's no problem with the musicians getting out of hand?
No.
Parle maintenant, et tu couvres le moment. Une fois, deux fois. Les quatre filles, dos à dos, les hommes par la gauche. Et les hommes par la gauche, à côté, et à l'entrée. On se lit sa compagnie, puis on swing avec. On swing, chacun sa compagnie, swingala, des swingala. Prends une corde, vas-y, va, qu'elle est pas mort. Swing, vite, domino, on atteint la deuxième danse. On reste chez nous.
Les Chauffeurs à Pied, ending World Roots, recorded this September at the Chandiviel Festival in Quebec. The programme was introduced by Marianne Kennedy. The producer was Roger Short. And there's more from Canada in World Roots next week, when Marianne will be taking a tour of Cape Breton Island. World Roots, Sunday next, starting at the later time of 10:20.
How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine.
New York, capital of tap.
How are you? I'm fine.
This week's Between the Ears on Radio 3 brings you three remarkable musicians who blend European and African-American traditions in tap. A city that absorbs the rhythms of the world through its feet and a remarkable soundtrack to modern urban life. Between the Ears, Tap City. Saturday night at 9:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Back to this evening, and in a few minutes we've jazz on three tonight. Until then, the banjo by Gottschalk. It's played by Michel Legrand. The banjo Le Banjo, Opus 15 by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, played there by Michel Legrand. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online, and now a special edition of Jazz Lineup presented by Julian Joseph.
Good evening from the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. Jazz Lineup this week brings you a special concert to mark the centenary of a legendary jazz composer, arranger, and band leader. I'm talking about Stan Kenton. Kenton was a pianist, and like all great big band leaders, he had an eye for talent, an ear for sound, and a way with people. He was ambitious musically and really believed in absorbing his favorite aspects of music to present and develop his jazz conception. He thrived on purposeful experimentation in music and engaged and challenged gifted players, and importantly for tonight's concerts, arrangers. Included amongst the distinguished cast of arrangers were Bill Russo, Bill Holman, and Johnny Richards, men who truly helped Kenton realize the potential he envisaged for his music and consistently rose to the many creative occasions provided. And it was Johnny Richards that he entrusted to transform Bernstein's West Side Story, and in the second half of tonight's concert, we'll be hearing that suite in its entirety, the Kenton Band version, with the BBC Big Band, augmented by four French horns and tuba. But we open the show with some individual pieces to give us that Kenton flavor. Behind me is the BBC Big Band, set out in the unique Stan Kenton V format, with the rhythm section in the center of the band, and they're conducted by a man who occupied one of the trombone chairs in the Kenton Band. He's professor of trombone at this very college, RNCM, and we're delighted to welcome him here tonight. He is guest professor Jiggs Wiggum. Well, Jiggs and the band open with Stan Kenton's theme tune, Artistry in Rhythm, going straight into Too Close for Comfort. Count Basie recorded this on the wonderful CD, I Told You So. This is a happy chart by Bill Holman, with solos for tenor, saxophone, and piano. Thank you. Wow. Wow. That's a way to open a show, huh? Too Close for Comfort and Bill Holman's arrangement of the Bach Holland Censer and Weiss composition with solos from Dave O'Higgins on the tenor over there. And on the trumpet, those high notes were played by Craig Wild. Beautiful. We're going to hear now an enduring and favored standard called Stella by Starlight. On this, a version arranged by Johnny Richards, bass trombone of George Roberts, was featured with the Stan Kenton Orchestra on the recording The Kenton Era. But tonight, Peter North is in that chair with the BBC Big Band. Richards set this wonderful ballad in his typically adventurous and exciting manner. And listen out also for a trumpet solo from Martin Shaw. So, Stella by Starlight. Johnny Richards' treatment of Stella by Starlight, the Victor Young classic, featuring Pete North on the bass trombone. Pete North, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of the audience listening on the radio, I hope you enjoyed the stars that we here enjoyed on the backdrop of the stage. And also we heard great solos there from Sammy Main on alto and Martin Shaw on the trumpet. And we stay with the trombone theme on a piece now called Frank Speaking. The Stan Kenton Orchestra was always an ideal showcase for the outstanding soloists within its ranks. Well, it was written to feature the fluid and dexterous and musical Frank Rossellino, the trombonist. And it's called Frank Speaking, funnily enough. And the soloist is Andy Wood. Absolutely. Andy Wood stepping into the giant shoes of Frank Rossellino and filling them on this feature, Frank Speaking. Andy Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Well, one of the great things we got to hear there was Andy trading off with the big band. So let me introduce the rest of the members of the BBC Kenton Big Band for you tonight. On trumpets, we've got Craig Wild, Danny Marsden, Brian Rankin, Martin Shaw, and Andy Greenwood. Back to the trombones, we've got Gordon Campbell, Andy Wood, Mark Nightingale, Pete North, and Robbie Harvey. On saxophones, we've got Sammy Main, Dave O'Higgins, Steve Main, Jake Craig, and Claire McInerney. And in the rhythm section, quite a favorite section of mine, we've got on piano Robin Aspland, on guitar Ian Laws, on bass Sam Burgess, on drums Tom Gordon. On the signature, we heard Andy Kerr on percussion, and he'll be coming up shortly. Please, the rhythm section. And so, back to the music, and a composition by stage show composer Kurt Weill, aided on this occasion by the arranging pen of Johnny Richards for the Kenton Band. This is Speak Low.
Thank you.
Kurt Wilde's Speak Low, and has transformed actually into Kenton's band style with solos from Martin Shaw on trumpet, Mark Nightingale on trombone, Dave O'Higgins on tenor, Sammy Main on the alto. Beautiful playing there from all of them. And arranged by Johnny Richards. And now for our next selections, I'm going to put you in the capable hands of the conductor holding the Kenton stick, or rather, no stick, at the helm of tonight's concert, Mr. Jiggs Wiggum.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Stan, I had the pleasure to play with Stan when I was 19 years old. That was 10, 11 years ago. And and it was really a thrill, and it was left an indelible stamp on my musical life and the stuff that he taught all of us as a band leader and gave us so much. And I think that I was doing some interviews recently about Stan's music course. This year was 100th birthday. And one of the things that Stan had that was always impressed all of us all through the years was his courage in few of the fact that most of the bands of those days were swing bands. We had Basie and Ellington and before that, people like Fletcher Henderson and so forth. And Stan didn't care about that kind of stuff so much. He wanted the band to have a sound. And that's why the band developed. You see all these instruments up here. There's five trumpets, five trombones, saxophones, forever. And later on, you'll see a bunch of French horns and tuba and turtle doves and partridges and pear trees and everything. But and he also gave us just a note about Stan and his music. He gave all of us in the band also courage to play his music and the music of Bill Holman and Bill Russo and Johnny Richards and Pete Rugolo and all those great names, to play that music with a great deal of courage and wild abandonment. We played that music better than we could play. Stan allowed that. He drew that music out of us. Just an aside about how great this man was. And so you're being part of a celebration, a birthday party. And I just want to introduce our next soloist. This is a young man who plays the alto saxophone impeccably, and then some. Just a wonderful creative player, great alto saxophone player. And he also plays the clarinet these days very well. Thank you very much. Please say hi to Sammy Main. And Sammy's going to play a wonderful Bill Holman arrangement of Loverman. You'll hear, those of you who have some Charlie Parker records at home, you'll notice a quote from Parker's Mood right off the bat. So please enjoy Sammy and Loverman. Sammy Main. Sammy Main. Stan would have loved you. He would. I do. So, I was sitting with Lee Konitz several years ago, speaking about people who had come out of Stan's band, and the list of musicians in the jazz scene who have passed through that orchestra in the last 70 or so years is absolutely ridiculous. People like Stan Getz, Lee Konitz, Bud Shank, Frank Rossellino, Milt Bernhardt, George Roberts, Maynard Ferguson, and Connie Condor, the list goes on, Mel Lewis on the drums and so forth. All these people who, in fact, had their own bands, many of them over the years, started with Stan, many of them did, and added, of course, their contribution to the great music of Stan Kenton. The writers he had in the stables, people I mentioned before, people like Bill Russo, for example, who wrote the next piece as an early one of Bill's writing adventures. He was an Anglophile. Bill actually lived in this country for quite a while. And Bill came from Chicago. And actually, the reason that Lee Konitz was in the band was through Bill Russo's recommendation. That's how Lee got to play with Stan. But when you hear, there's a definite Chicago accent, if those of you have ever been there, they don't say Chicago, they say Chicago. And Bill spoke with a very erudite British accent. So he did it, not only adopt the style, but also the accent of these wonderful Isles. On top of that, he called this next piece Pickwick. So we're going to play Pickwick for you, an early Bill Russo composition arrangement. ¶¶ Thank you. Gabe O'Higgins on tenor saxophone. Gabe O'Higgins. Andy Wood on the valve trombone. The valve trombone is just coming apart. Replaced, yes, by the other part of the trombone. Yeah, how do you do that? How do you know which end to blow into, by the way? Yeah, amazing. Andy Wood. Anyway, and the band, would you please give this band a wonderful round of applause?
Kenton Band know how to celebrate Christmas. The customary chimes are wheeled out to be played by Anthony Kerr. This particular arrangement is more traditional in scope, but it is filled with wonderful lush harmonies and the Kenton style of arranging. It was a hit for Kenton in 1961, Adeste Fidelis. 'Tis the season. Festive cheer and Christmas Kenton style with Adesti Fidelis featuring Anthony Kerr on the chimes. Our illustrious brass section as well, featuring our French horns. Trombones and trumpets and tuba and our saxophone section. Yes, you can really enjoy them. And our saxophone section were there enjoying it and giving them all the encouragement that they deserved. Our saxophone section. A big round of applause for the rhythm section, please. The BBC Big Band, ladies and gentlemen, Kenton Starr. And our illustrious trombonist and conductor, Mr. Jigs Wiggum. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. The second half of tonight's concert is a performance in its entirety of Stan Kenton's version of the Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim West Side Story, which is about to be played by an augmented BBC Big Band. To tell us more about this work, please welcome tonight's conductor and a man who, from the tender age of 19, spent many years in the trombone section and as a lead trombonist with the Kenton Big Band, Professor Jigs Wiggum. What is Stan Kenton's direct legacy to you?
Stan was an incredible man. He had a talent for choosing people. And also choosing everyone around him was a talent, either a already established talent or a growing talent. And a lot of people started off with Stan when they were, in my case, 19 years old, 18. I think Stan Getz was around the same age when he started with the band. And Stan, besides that, he gave us all the ability to play above what we could actually do. And I think this is a great motivator. As a band leader, Stan stood about 6'5". He's a huge, big guy. And he had these incredible, huge arms, obviously. With 6'6", he got big arms. And he would wave them around, a very bombastic way of conducting an orchestra. And it was very inspiring. And the strange thing, we're comparing the stature of Stan, who was about 6'5", 6'6", whatever it was, with Johnny Richards, arranger of this next series of pieces you're going to hear, West Side Story. Johnny was about 5'2". So you have this Mutt and Jeff kind of a huge big guy and a little teeny guy, and it was just kind of a strange contrast.
Before we get to West Side Story, the Kenton sound, what do you think its hallmarks were?
Loud, louder, and loudest. No, there was sound. As opposed to the swing bands and in those days, the swing bands of Basie and Ellington and so forth, they were into groove and swing, and Stan didn't care that much about that. He was into sound, and that's why he added the extra instruments. Most big bands carry four trumpets back in the old days, even three trumpets, two trombones, which later on expanded to four trumpets, four trombones, and five saxophones. Stan wasn't happy with that. He had five, five, and five. And in the band that I played with, it was called the Mellophone Band. We had five trumpets, five trombones, five saxophones, including bass saxophone and baritone, one alto, two tenors, a drummer with a 26-inch ride cymbal, I believe it was. I don't know, it was huge, great big ride cymbal. It would ring for 25 minutes after we were through with the gig. And we also had four mellophones. And in this case, what we have, the four mellophones are being aptly and wonderfully played by our four French horn players back there. So, but that was Stan's hallmark, was sound. And I say loud, but we would start off the concert usually playing very, very softly, just five trombones and rhythm section, very slowly and very softly. And people to this day remember when we started the concerts playing this pianissimo, as softly we could play. And of course, within 2 or 3 minutes, it developed into this bombastic, large sound, exciting sound.
Attempting and succeeding with reimagining West Side Story, were you around at the time when he was thinking about that, or had you come in later on?
I came in just after the recording.
Right.
I missed it by about 3 minutes, unfortunately.
What was the vibe then?
Oh, great. Because the music, first of all, Lenny Bernstein's music, is the man was a genius, no question about it. As a conductor, as a composer, as a pianist, everything. He did everything beautifully. And West Side Story was one of many things he had written. He did some so-called serious works. The vibe in the band was, of course, when you play this kind of exciting music and demanding music, as you'll hear in a minute, this music is not Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by a long shot. It's very, very demanding, very, very difficult, and it keeps you on your toes. So the band loved to play it. It was challenging. And I think particularly when you have people who are not of a like mind to be lazy, they want to play well. And that's what we did. We tried to play the music as well as we could. And you had to remember that a band on the road, and we took just as an anecdote, when I joined the band, we left Los Angeles, California on one day, and we got back. It took us 10 days to get to New York on a bus from Los Angeles to New York City. On a bus, but we traveled, and believe it or not, in 10 days, we traveled 7,000 miles. That averages 700 miles a day. So from, you can imagine. And we had 2 bus drivers. The point is that when you travel those distances in a bus, you get to know each other pretty well. And the joy of playing in a band as Stan's or Woody's or Basie's or any of these great big bands of the past was, of course, not the bus rides or the hotels. We lived for those 2.5 or 3 hours on the stage, and we gave it we always gave it the best we possibly could. That was the inspiration of the music and through the music.
Well, in 4 days' time from the moment of this broadcast, it will be Stan's 100th birthday, and I think West Side Story is a really fitting tribute to his centenary.
I definitely agree.
And we look forward to being blown away by your work with the BBC Big Band. Jigs Wiggum, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you, Julian. To you too. And thank you. And before we play this, I'd like to just acknowledge all these ladies and gentlemen behind me who have done an enormous job in preparing the music. You'll see soon, it's very difficult. And they are, again, they're the best. This is the BBC Big Band. They are the best, period. So thanks to you for this stuff. Great, hats off. Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Stan Kenton's West Side Story. It begins with the prologue and is played by an augmented BBC Big Band conducted by Jigs Wiggum. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the effervescent and energetic Stan Kenton version of West Side Story, played by the augmented BBC Big Band and conducted by Professor Jiggs Wiggum. Now, the pieces we heard were from West Side Story, The Prologue, Something's Coming, Maria, America, Tonight, Cool, I Feel Pretty, Officer Krupke, The Taunting Scene, The Rumble, Somewhere, The Finale. So, yeah.